relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
He may have been born in Britain, but now his heart is America's. It's your favorite legal immigrant, President Trump's former strategist, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
Okay, what is the best news of the day? Nay, of the week, potentially the year. I've got it right here in my hands. That very rarely... Look, I'm a happy chappy, you know that, happy warrior. But very rarely, oh, by the way, this is America First. I'm Sebastian Gorka, Salem Radio. Very rarely do I read a news item and smile. I may say, ooh, that's interesting, or that's good for Patriots, or that's bad for Patriots. But very rarely does it make me crack a grin, crack a little smirk. And my, oh my, did this one. It's from Daily Wire by way of TMZ. But, okay, relax. It's cool. The death certificate of beloved radio show giant Rush Limbaugh has been made public. Why TMZ got it is pathetic. But nevertheless, okay. In the occupation rubric, in the occupation box of the great Rush Limbaugh's death certificate, what did it say? Are you going to love this? Greatest radio show host of all time. Yes, whoever that coroner is, whoever that official filling out that death certificate, God bless you and keep you. Isn't that great? Doesn't that make you feel good inside? It does me. Okay, let's go to some amazing extra content we have for you. We've been doing some hour-long interviews with some of the best who want to rebuild the right. First, my buddy who was at the center of Brexit working for Nigel Farage. A little clip from the man who created the National Pulse, Raheem Kassam. Play cuts.
Do you know what the National Pulse's budget is a year?
Oh, I know. You did this in the speech. It was
$350,000.
Right. $300,000. And what did you say about your web hits? You are now 16, what?
We hit 16 million people came to the nationalpulse.com in January, right?
Why?
Because we do real news and real investigations. You know, I don't spend a penny on marketing. I do not try and, you know, I don't buy any social media engagement stuff. I don't spend money on email rentals or anything like that. It's all grassroots, from the base. People care about what the real news is.
How important is that?
So the media aspect is a massive thing. So that brings me on to it. So the first one is, we've got to get out of our heads that these big conservative think tanks are all on our side. Some of them are, some of them aren't. And you're all big boys and girls. You've got to figure that out for yourselves. I'll help you. Believe me, I'll help you. But I can't spend my whole life on that. The second part is the media aspect of this. You know, the conservative media is weak. It's so weak. It's so lame. It's so boomer. It's so cringe. Right? And I don't use boomer as a generation, by the way. A 20-year-old person could be a boomer as well. Boomer is a mindset, right? Like, Trump was not a boomer. He was anything but a boomer.
Yes,
you know
right,
what I mean?
Right.
And so we've got to get over this kind of cringe factor within ourselves. We're not cool.
Like, well, look, it's the kind of
you know who's cool? You know who's cool? You know who we need 30,000? is Amanda Milius.
Yes. You know,
people like that.
Right.
And that brings me on just to the third leg of this stool here, so which is bodies.
That's the director, famous John Milius' daughter, who made the incredible Plot Against the President, PATPmovie.com. Check it out. She's a friend of ours, former Trump appointee. But yeah, we need about 1,000 Amandas. Carry on.
And that's the third point, is that the left throw bodies at politics.
Yeah.
You know, oh, you don't like our first nominee? Here's our second. You don't like our second? Here's our third. You don't like our third? Here's our fourth. Oh, here's a, by the way, not to say that this was the right reaction, but what would the left have done if the left was implicated in January the 6th and you know, from the media? They would have gone on January the 7th and done the same thing again, or done a peaceful sit-in, right? Or something like that. They would have done the same kind of thing again. Why aren't there conservatives standing with flowers? Let's hold flowers. Standing with flowers outside those fences,
yes,
on Capitol Hill right now.
My gosh, what a fabulous idea.
Because the Getty image, the photographers and the Reuters photographers, suddenly you've got all these images of tear down this wall.
Not just seasoned political operators like Raheem Kassam, also fabulous authors like J.D. Vance. Here's a clip from my hour-long interview with the author of The Hillbilly Elegy. Do you see people who on the conservative side are doing the requisite heavy lifting philosophically to redefine a post-conservatism Inc. conservative movement?
I do. I see a lot of cool stuff happening. You know, there are these kids who set up a recent organization called American Moment to recruit elites to effectively staff the next Republican administration. There are some really good academic publications. The Claremont Institute, yes, is doing a lot of cool stuff. So I really do think that, you know, again, this is my optimistic case from earlier. There's a lot of institutional momentum to turning our ideas into something that can create a durable coalition. And the last point I'd make on that is we actually have the voters with us. If you look at where Donald Trump's support came from in both 2016 and 2020, this is becoming a broader-based working and middle-class party. That's where you want to be. That was the coalition that allowed the Democrats to run the country for 30 years, from the 30s to the 60s. We have that coalition if we have leaders who are willing to actually step up and offer to lead it.
Because it's in contrast to the bi-coastal middle-class, upper-class elite that supports the Democrats? Is that what you're saying?
That's absolutely right. I don't think that anybody has put together a national coalition that's oriented around coastal professional class lunatics. And you see it in the identity politics. You know, there's this really interesting interview I'd point you to by this guy named David Shore. Seb, I'll send it to you offline. But the basic argument he makes is that upper class professional liberals are the most ideological people in the country. And when you've got a party that's led by those people, you can't talk to normal, ordinary people. Just there's like a rhetorical block. There's a policy block between that coalition and a broad coalition that can win and govern for the next 30 years. And we've got the broad coalition. We just have to not be ashamed of it, first of all, and be willing to actually lead it and be proud of it and take it forward.
Well, I think you made that point earlier. If you think the ordinary people, quote unquote, are dumb and racist, then you're not going to communicate with them. That prejudice is going to, yep, obviate any discussion with them. Okay, last two questions. Is there anything you're working on? What can we expect? I'm sure there's a lot of people excited about the next J.D. Vance project. Is there anything you could share with us?
You know, I'm continuing to focus on, running the business here in Ohio. We've got a venture capital firm that we're very proud of. Just took an agricultural technology company from Eastern Kentucky public about a month ago. So continue to work on that stuff. And I think I'll continue to lend my voice to, you know, talk about these issues that matter, to write on stuff that makes sure that we're not going backwards in the conservative movement. That's really my focus in politics, is to make sure that we're not going back to the way things were. We're learning the lessons of the last 4 years and advancing them into the next 10.
So that's the Nerea company, correct?
That's right. That's Nerea.
Nerea. Thank you.
Yep.
All right, last question. It came to me over time, as I was doing my new radio show over the last maybe 6 months, that the major problem, perhaps the biggest issue we have as Americans, it doesn't matter what the specific policy is, whether it's immigration, COVID, China, Iran, the biggest weakness we have is individual courage. That as Americans, we're not prepared to say, stop, that's insane. Just because the elite's been doing it that way for 20 years does not mean it's the right way to do it. The fear of putting your head above the parapet on social media or at the local barbecue has us cowed as a nation, which is very peculiar given our history and our revolutionary birth. You're a man who's out there. You've put your name to your stance, to your views. You're doing this right now in front of millions of Americans talking about your political proclivities. Do you have a message to those out there? And I know there's lots of them because they text me, they DM me, who are intimidated. What's your message to them, J.D.? I know it's easy. You're a Marine. Once a Marine, always a Marine. What is your message to the average Joe hasn't worn the cloth of the Republic, but who really feels that, you know, the hammer might be just around the corner?
Yeah, I think a couple of things. You know, look, obviously everybody's circumstance is particular, and you've got to be smart about this stuff. But two points of advice I'd offer. First is that you're going to get criticized when you speak up. And it always is not as bad as you think it's going to be. It always goes away quicker than you think it's going to be. You know, after, you know, these people fundamentally are lazy and they're not that interesting. So after a few days of trying to cancel you, eventually they just stop. The second point is just the country's worth fighting for. And if we're going to fight for it, we have to be willing to say controversial things. So it may be hard, but it's worthwhile. And when you're doing something that's worthwhile, it's always good to remind yourself of that fact. Courage, I think, comes from not being afraid, but from, you know, doing things that are worthwhile in the face of fear.
Former Marine, incredibly successful author, a man who now supports President Trump. If 3 hours of radio isn't enough, check out our long-form interviews on our YouTube channel and rumble.com/sevgorka.com. Back with your calls here on America First. Sam in Florida, Kim in San Francisco. Stay on the line.
Truth. The whole truth. Nothing but the truth. That's Dr. G's specialty. America First.
How about this crazy idea? How about we stop the suffering, the 3-month-long treks, the children being abused, the girls being raped, and we help people in situ where they are so they don't do the hazardous caravans, the coyote smuggling across the whole of our hemisphere and across our border? You can be a part of that. You can make the lives of these children easier. You can save lives with food for the poor. They're on the ground in countries like Honduras, from whence the children are sent here by their parents and often die along the way. That sad, incredibly tragic story of the children falling off the train, La Bestia, that Sarah Carter told us. Why not make a difference where they live? Let's help feed the poorest in our hemisphere. If you help today with food for the poor, make a donation in any amount, you will be saving lives. But a gift, a one-time gift of just $185, will feed 5 children for 6 months. A one-time gift. Will you be that person? Will you do what our Lord told us to do, to look after the little children? Come unto me, the little children. It's so easy. You can just do it in 5 minutes, 3 minutes. Call 855-330-HOPE. That's 855-330-4673. Or just go to our website, sebgorka.com. It's the red banner at the top, the Food for the Poor banner. Make a donation in any amount, and you will make a difference. That's SEBGORKA, sebgorka.com. And the Food for the Poor banner at the top. God bless every single one of you who has helped and who is going to help today. Okay. Oh, by the way, Jim Jordan sent me a tweet. It's just a photograph of the president, the last president, in the Oval Office with Conan the Wonder Dog. No explanation, no comment. So I just retweeted it. I think it's like 16,000 likes already. I wonder if that was a comment on the dog that bit one of the Secret Service agents in the White House yesterday and who has now been sent home to Delaware Who else is going to get sent home to Delaware very soon? Yes. Okay. Before he goes back to Delaware, he's signing some more executive orders. Yesterday, two new executive orders from sleepy, creepy Joe Biden. He is creating a gender policy council to mark International Women's Day. The second order, very strange, will demand the Department of Education re-examine Title IX to ensure, that's the old school way, to ensure that students have, quote, an education free of sexual violence. Was that a problem? Do we have education replete with sexual violence in America? And here's a quote from an unnamed government official working in the Biden administration. President Biden knows we need a government-wide focus on uplifting the rights of all women and girls in the U.S. and around the world, restoring America as a champion for gender equity. Yeah, as long as you're not a girl in a girl's changing room when a man comes in and says he gets to undress in there with you because today his name is Julie. On this issue, let's go to the Bay. Let's go to San Francisco. Kim, line 5, welcome.
Hey, thank you, Dr. Gorka. It's great to talk to you again.
Welcome back.
Thank you. I called once. My father was the Berlin airlift pilot.
I recall. Yes, that was quite a All while right. ago. Very cool.
It was. I just wanted to add, I think 12 O'Clock High was one of the best TV shows and movies. So I'll
I'm
add that.
I'm writing it down now. I always want stuff to watch. 12 O'Clock High. What brings you to our show today, my friend?
So I've played sports my entire life. I'm 65. I'm a girl. And I'm just incensed at what's going on with Biden. I'm 5 feet tall, 100 pounds. But I've played competitively for a long time. I've played against Olympians, national champions.
What was your sport?
I did like as much as I could find. Girls didn't get a chance to play much when I was growing up back in the 60s and 70s. I mean, I played six-a-side basketball where you weren't allowed to cross the center line.
Oh, funny.
So that's how far I go back. So I track and field, long-distance running, golf, tennis, softball, baseball with the guys, anything I could play, I played. Soccer, I've been playing for quite some time. Again, they didn't have that when I was growing up.
So what's your reaction to all of this craziness?
Well, I mean, like I said, I'm 5 feet tall, 100 pounds, and I've played against a transgender in soccer. And it's insane. There's no way I can compete.
Are you saying that women and men are different biologically?
Gosh darn it, you know, I hate to go against God, but I think they are.
Wow.
And no matter how many hormone therapy that they can do, this guy was 6 feet tall. He ran fast. He kicked the ball really hard. His muscle mass was, you know, 10 times mine. So it's just crazy. And I read that, the Duke Law study showed that there were 15,000 men and boys who in 2017 beat Allison Felix's 400-meter best time of 49.26. So 15,000 men and boys.
Stop it. Stop it. You're talking facts. We don't need facts here. This is the Biden regime. God bless you. It's sheer insanity. We have to get back to normalcy. We have to return to a time when we don't deny science. This is the definition of science denial. Thank you for that, and thank you for that recommendation. I'm going to go back and watch something good tonight. Let's squeeze in one more call before our next guest, Governor Eric Greitens. I lost it there. Who was it? Was that Sam? Is it Sam? Sam, line 3, welcome to America First.
Hey, Dr. Gorka.
Hey.
What brings you? You're true American. Love you.
That's very kind.
So, 2015... I got 5-year-old twins at the time. My daughter was 3, and little Sam was 1. We go to the Trump rally in Fort Wayne, Indiana, where we used to live. And I wasn't sure at that point in time about the whole Trump thing. I've never been a reality TV guy. Of course, I knew who Trump was. But we go in there. They take us to the front row. Trump does his speech. Of course, I am pumped, loving. And he comes down afterwards, says some kind words to the kids, tweaked my little daughter in her belly, and said, this is the reason I'm doing this. And it was life-changing. So when we're leaving, I had parked across the street from the place at my cousin's apartment, so I didn't have to pay for parking, to be honest. But
we've got 30 seconds left, Sam.
So as we're leaving, crossing the street, there's a bunch of non-Trumpers out there spitting at us, cussing at us, and say, we're going to kill your kids just to prevent this happening in the future. At the end of it all, the kids are like, why didn't you say anything back? And I said, because we are not them. It was a turning point for them. It was a turning point for myself to realize this.
That's...
And we are, you know, I'm always looking for better ways to educate them.
Stay on the line. We'll give you some material. Let this man pick whatever he wants from our books. It's what I say here. The only thing that divides us, we run on love. They run on hate. This year marks 20 years since America's darkest day, September the 11th, 2001. And the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's frontline heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling our most severely injured heroes to live more independent lives. Our nation's heroes, people who are willing to die for you and me, need your help. Join Tunnel to Towers on their mission to do good and help these heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's the letter T, the number 2, and the letter T.org. That's T2T.org. Thank you.
You're listening to America First with Dr. G.
We don't just analyze the news here. We don't just report the news. We talk to the newsmakers. Delighted to have in studio the 56th governor of Missouri, former Navy SEAL. I just wonder how many SEALs have been governors. Eric Greitens, do you know the answer to that question?
You know, I think you got Jesse Ventura, right?
So it's two of you.
Yep, that's right.
That's a good
right.
number. So that's a round number.
Two's a good number, man. Two's a good number.
He's a contributor to Real America's Voice, but... I don't know. He might have some news to share with us because things are floating around the ether in the news sphere. Eric Greitens, what are your future plans?
You know what? We're looking at it, man. Everybody saw that just the other day, Roy Blunt said he is retiring. The president's been very clear. He wants America First fighters to step up to this race. And we have been talking with fired up supporters around the state, around the country, and we're going to make a decision soon about coming into this race.
Well, you've got 6 minutes left in this segment. I think
that's enough
to say yes or no. What do you think, Shad? Should he? I mean, yes or no? We can do that in 6 minutes.
He ain't made all the trouble to come out here.
Why would you come in studio as a former governor if not to announce? Just teasing our 3 million listeners? How dare you?
We want our 3 million listeners to know how much we appreciate them. We love them. They're fired up, fantastic supporters. We are. We're talking to friends, talking to supporters, talking to the team. And look, I've been honored to serve the country as a Navy SEAL, to fight for people as governor. We're going to continue the fight, man.
All right. So you're teasing us clearly. It's exciting, potentially exciting. Do you have a time frame? How many of these friends do you have to talk to?
We're gonna do this quickly. We're gonna move quickly. We're gonna talk to everybody who we need to talk to, and then we're gonna drive forward. Because right now, I believe you and I have talked about this. You've written a book about it, The War for America's Soul. The country's at stake right now.
Yeah.
And we need to have people who are willing to get on there and fight. And not just people who have an R behind their name, We need to have people who are willing to advance President Trump's agenda, willing to advance the America First agenda, willing to take on the insiders and the lobbyists and actually fight for people.
Right. So here's my question to you. First, if you're not familiar with Governor Greitens, follow him right now at Eric Greitens, G-R-E-I-T-E-N-S. His website is ericgreitens.com. You left the governorship after an outrageous attack against you, an attack which turned out was baseless. The charges against you, the evidence disappeared. There was no basis to any of it. Why on earth would you step into the political arena again after that?
You know what? One of the things that I learned in the SEAL teams, one of the things that I learned as a boxer, is that you can lose a round, but you don't lose the fight because you stay in the fight. You can lose a battle, but you don't lose the war. We were attacked by George Soros-funded prosecutors because we defeated Antifa. We were attacked by the establishment because we killed politicians' paid raises, because we killed corrupt insider tax programs. But you know what? We're staying in the fight. All of our supporters, the people around the country and around the state of Missouri, know what happened. They saw that we were exonerated. They saw that George Soros' investigator, a former FBI agent, was charged with 7 felonies for bringing this false case against us. It was about as bad as the Trump-Russia collusion hoax. The only difference is in Missouri, they've actually charged people with felonies for perjury and evidence tampering for going after us. I hope at some point they're going to charge the people who went after President Trump. But the bottom line is, look, man, you only live once. I think that every single one of us is called to find a way to serve, to make the world a better place. And I believe that we got to stay in this fight.
So all those people who attacked you, who made up these spurious allegations, you say multiple felony, any results? What are those still pending?
So they're still pending. They've been charged with 7 felonies for perjury and evidence tampering. And the trial's coming up. The Soros-funded prosecutor is still under active criminal investigation for what she did to me. I believe that soon they're going to recommend that her law license is revoked or suspended. That's what I'm hearing.
But do you have faith, given what we've witnessed in America in the last 4 years, do you have faith that there will be justice for you?
You know what? I take a kind of stoic approach to this, which is that I focus on the things that I can control. I recognize that result is out of my hands. I pray and hope that justice will be done. But I know what I can control. And what I can control is that every day I can wake up and I can pursue my purpose. Every day I can wake up and I can get fired up people around the state and around the country. And we can move forward on the attack.
All right. We're going to keep him here for one more segment. So he's got 9 more minutes to decide whether he's running for Roy Blunt's seat. He is Governor Eric Greitens here on America First, broadcasting to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, drug-free pain relief that actually works. Tens of thousands of Americans getting daily relief, me included. But also, listen to Leah from Ohio. One Sunday morning, I sat on my couch in so much pain I was in tears. That's the day I ordered Relief Factor. Following directions, in 8 days, I found Relief only to get better and better. I am a Relief Factor believer 100%. Shouldn't you find out if that is your experience? Shouldn't you be the next Relief Factor success story? I think you know the answer to that question. It's so easy. Just go to ReliefFactor.com, order the 3-week quick starter pack for the paltry sum of $19.95. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know if it works for you like it works for me, Leah, and thousands of your fellow Americans. What have you got to lose? Accept the pain. Do it today. You know it makes sense. Call 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com. Don't wait another day. Don't wait another hour. Do it now. ReliefFactor.com.
For a reason. There's no better person in our party to guide the way forward, I think, than President Trump. And 69% of people said they're less likely to vote on a senator who voted to convict the president. So the people of our party have spoken. They'll continue to speak, and President Trump will have a big voice in the party.
You heard it from his former press secretary, Kayleigh McEnany. He is the de facto kingmaker, the 45th president of the United States, Donald J. Trump, my old boss. Whether he runs or not, and God willing he will shape the future of this nation. We're going to continue that discussion with the 56th governor of Missouri, our friend Eric Greitens, former SEAL. But first things first, if you're enjoying this show, if you like what Salem provides, it only happens because of our sponsors, our buddies. This isn't NPR. We don't get a handout. We don't get $500 million every year like they do. We exist because of the free market and great people like Mike Lindell. Mike Lindell, the man who's being targeted for cancellation right now. 25 American corporations are trying to cancel Mike Lindell because he's an American patriot. They are boycotting his MyPillow products. Well, let's send them a message. Whether you have one of his incredible pillows, all my team do, the president uses them, I mean, you know, 45. Get another one. Get one for your grandma. Buy any one of his more than 100 U.S.-made products directly from MyPillow.com. Use my name, G-O-R-K-A, and Mike's going to give you more than 60% off. Support this man. Send the fascistic cancel culture leftists a message. MyPillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A, or call them on 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468, MyPillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A. Governor Greitens.
And you know what, man? What? I say, too.
Yeah.
He does great work with the Lindell Recovery Center.
Oh, my gosh. As a former addict.
When I came back from Iraq, I worked with a lot of returning veterans. I worked with guys who lost limbs. I worked with guys who lost hearings, guys who had PTSD. We worked with guys who ran into some substance abuse issues. All right. Their work that they do is fantastic. And we should all be able to get behind supporting people who are doing that kind of fantastic work.
Yeah. Not just a patriot. Thank you, Eric. Not just a patriot, but a guy who is giving back and a godly man who's doing so because he knows he's doing God's work. So, Eric, let's cut to the chase.
Yeah.
Well, you just heard Kayleigh.
Yes.
President Trump yesterday issued a very short statement. In fact, it's three sentences. Statement by Donald J. Trump, 45th President of the United States of America. No more money for rhinos. They do nothing but hurt the Republican Party and our great voting base. They will never lead us to greatness. You are imminently making a decision about whether you're going to run for senator for Roy Blunt's seat. How bad is this problem on our side of the fence of fake Republicans?
It's very bad. Okay. And I would say to what President Trump said, what we said in the SEAL teams, which is hoo-yah, right? I mean, he's got it. He's nailed it. And the fact is, every single one of your listeners knows. They know in their gut, they know in their heart that a lot of these guys get up there and it doesn't matter if they have an R behind their name.
Yeah.
They're not fighting for the people. They're working for insiders. They're working for lobbyists. There's this whole swampy system that comes in and embeds these guys in this kind of steak dinner lobbyist culture where they just lose sight of the people who they were sent to fight for. And look, when I was governor, we came in, we killed a politician's pay raise. We cut corrupt programs. We defeated Antifa. We stood up for people. They saw that. That's what they want. And thank God we've got a president, President Trump, who's willing to say what everybody knows in their heart, which is that the rhinos are actually hurting us. Because you know what? When the left comes, you see the play that they're running, okay? You can see they're coming straight at you. And you know that the left's going to come with their HR1 bills, with their border crisis, cutting the Keystone Pipeline, killing jobs, killing Trump's achievement of making America energy independent. You can see what the left is doing. The problem comes when these guys are supposed to be on your team.
Right.
Actually side with the left.
So here's the question that's really at the front of my mind and has been for a long time now. You are a SEAL because you passed BUDS. You passed one of the toughest selection courses in the world. Do we have a BUDS for Republican candidates? Do we have a system that will give us the good guys and gals? Because right now I see, you know, this kind of random thing. We've got a Matt Gaetz here. We've got a Jim Jordan there. We've got an Eric Greitens. And And I don't see enough of a guarantee that we have the cadre in the schoolhouse who's making sure we've got enough people on the bench.
Well, and it's also, it's not just getting there. It's when you get there, keeping people honest.
Right.
What shocked the world when we ran was not just that we came in and we beat the establishment, but what really blew their minds was when I got into office and I did everything I said I was going to do. It's like President Trump. He got into office, and for years, people have been promising, for example, to move the American embassy to Jerusalem. President Trump kept his promise.
23 years, broken promises, and he kept it.
And he kept it. And what happened? Peace in the Middle East. What happened? He stood up, and we should remember another example, not just against the left, against the Republican foreign policy establishment.
Right.
He stood up. He changed the Middle East. And because of his courage, because he kept those promises, that was key. So what we need to do is have all of your listeners who are out there, America First supporters, get involved. This is your country. Go out. Become part of the precinct. Right. But get involved in your local Republican precinct. Get involved in your local elections. And then you can stand up, because part of the BUDS process is you go as citizens and say, look, if you want to serve, you want to serve. Who are you serving? You're going to be serving me. So let's hear your support for the president. Let's hear your support for America First policies. And everybody who's listening right now can be part of that process.
Follow this man right now at Eric Greitens, ericgreitens.com. We've got 30 seconds left. I have just one demand. When you make your decision, if it's the right decision, you're going to tell us first.
Absolutely.
Because you want that guy's, right? All 3 million of you want him to make that news here, correct? Well, I can see them waving at me. It's a done deal, Eric. They say it's got to be you here.
Appreciate
it's be
you, brother.
Here.
Thank you.
All right. All right, guys, support this man, ericgreitens.com. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Do you love America as much as he does, as much as I do? Of course you do! Well, in that case, you should do business with corporations, with firms, with companies that love it as much as you do. With stronger, expanded coverage, the cell phone company you should choose is Patriot Mobile, the number one customer-rated cell phone company in America that is devoted to supporting conservative values instead of the groups that you want to avoid, like Planned Parenthood and other liberal causes. With expanded coverage choices that blanket America, Patriot Mobile kneels before God and stands for the flag. More reasons to switch? They're the only Christian conservative cell phone company in the nation. And guess what? You can keep your old number. Their U.S.-based team, as I said, rated number one in America, can transfer your number with ease. Amazing rates, special discounts, especially for veterans and first responders. They always have the right answers. When you want the best coverage on a dependable nationwide 4G LTE network, this is your only choice. Join them today. They support the Second Amendment, the First Amendment, the sanctity of life. Call them, 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-728-7468. Or for the best discounts, go directly to patriotmobile.com/GORKA. That's patriotmobile.com/GORKA. Or call their U.S.-based team, 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-728-7468.
Portions of America First are brought to you by Food for the Poor.
That just came to me as I was talking to Governor Greitens, only the second SEAL to serve as a governor of the United States. Where's our BUDS? BUDS, the underwater demolition course, the selection course, the equivalent of the Q course of the Green Berets is perhaps, I'm not going to insult any service here. We'll just say perhaps one of the toughest selection courses in the world in terms of determination and also physical fitness, especially with that underwater aspect to it. But we need a BUDS system for MAGA, for our bench. It's not about the Republican Party. It's about those who wish to serve this nation, not as people who become part of some political elite who lord it over those who actually gave them the mandate through their votes to become a representative or a senator or a governor or a president, but those who truly, in the classic sense of the word, wish to be a servant, servant to others, servant to their fellow citizens, servants to the interests of the nation that is the United States. We have to create that system. I'm just a radio host. Okay, I worked in the White House. But we need somebody to build it and build it now. Hopefully around the 45th president of the United States. But I don't care where it is. Doesn't have to be affiliated with the RNC. Perhaps it's best if it isn't affiliated with the party, with any PAC or any super PAC. Just some organic institution that finds the best of the best, that verifies that these people are who they say they are, that they're not in it for the glory, they're not in it for the money they get as quote-unquote consultants, lobbyists after they've served in office, but those who want to make a difference, not in some sense of fundamentally changing our nation like Barack Obama said he wanted to, but those who wish to conserve. I heard this definition recently. It's on a podcast with the late Roger Scruton. He was asked by a friend of mine, what's your definition of conservative? And you think Roger Scruton, oh my gosh, he's going to go off on some big philosophical discussion for 30 minutes. Of course he didn't. The genius that he was said, I'm a conservative because I know what I love and I want to keep what I love. That's who we need on our bench. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Keep your head in a swivel. Watch the six. Hold the line. Never give up. Never, ever give in. And stay frosty.